Begin the current daf. Nesech this makas daf chaf. It begins my basic and test matter. Begins the gemara. Late shrecha. No, he needed shetzach. Hey, it's boisav nasha that he smeared on his five fingers this lipitory cream. It's a wonder because akati my tirits. What are you answering? Kim de leke lechad asra. Since there's only one warning, am I machayev? Hey, why are you giving me liable five lashes? And if you can say because he did in one shot, who cares? Keep him the chad labe because since one negative prohibition. If someone eats two olive sized pieces of fats in one shot, the b'chad astra with one warning, he's going to be liable for two sets of lashes because you're going to say like the same concept is because it was a warning on each and every one. Here it's different. The gully krug, because the Torah reveals, I call karcha b'karcha on every single bald spot, the karcha is machalkas, that the bald spots differentiate. Like the concept we have on the Yudal, that since they're different bodies, it has a separate liability. But since it's me question, what's difficult is, why do you have to explain that it's a bald spot, that they nasha that threw this cream? Look, why can't you just say that he made the bald spot with his hand? He ripped out here, shir hey karchas bavas achas, the measurement of five bald spots in one shot. So it says, but what's not difficult is, that we see that you only have one. The Shanachar is different. The Golik Kra, where the Pasuk reveals the Karchas Machalkas, that the bold spots differentiate from a Guf Machalakim like separate bodies. But why can't you, so why can't you say that you do by hand? We can say the Leiman Tukmali Bakarcha. You can't say Bakarchas Bakarcha Biyad Bavas Achas that he did at one shot with his hands. B'shem the Karch Biyad the Karcha B'makam Echad, because you're going to do it. If you're doing it in one shot, it's all in one place. And v'hakol echad, and therefore it's all considered as one. Bli hafsik shir bein etem, without any separation of space between them. V'kai gab nechash v'kol karcha achas. So that's all considered one bald spot. And v'inkan al kol karcha v'karcha. And therefore you can't say a separate liability for each and every bald spot. L'chimuki la behetz ba'isav benasha. Therefore, explain with five fingers with this cream v'isvin v'vasachas, and you can put it down in at one time. Opirish, in other words, behema kaimus. In other words, in five places that are chikim tzas zemezeh, which are distant one from each other. Sheish hefzik shibin karcha lekarcha. That there's a gap, a measurement between each bolt spot. But green back called karcha lekarcha. Never you could say this idea of every single bolt spot like they're individuated. Then it says, "I'm going to say." So at the end of the day, lukma. Why can't you say that they're consecutive? And then if you're doing it, but you could do it by hand, and then you'll do it in different places, but it just won't be at the same time because the Bereshit like we explained. And then you can explain very well. That you're making the bold spot by ripping out with your hand, but without cream, with one warning, because the pasuk tells us the karch is machalkis because the bold spots differentiate. From Rashi's interpretation, it sounds like Dimkin, that would be the case. You would only be liable for the first bolt spot, which was with his hand, but within the amount of time it's of a few seconds, last raw from the warning. Because on the other bolt spots, you wouldn't be liable because they're not within of the warning. Maybe you could say that, okay, he forgot since then. So it says, because it's difficult keeping his chlaver, but once he started violating with the amount of time of tekhidibr from the warning, you cannot say that you forgot. Like it's obvious, if the Kohen Gadol had relation with five widows, one after another, he's liable for each and every one. Even with one warning, because they're separate bodies. Even though you don't have within the few seconds, only with the first widow, because they're all within that of the other one, and you already started the series of sins with him taking the Hebrew. So kach nira divas says taisa, it appears the inochanami. You're right. Have a mutz look mizachas. We could have said it's one after the other because brush like we explained. No, not mizachas. Why we say at the same time? The Ravus has a chiddush that filah ba'isa the have a koshale even with the one that we had difficult that mechayv you should be liable. We took mishaber kach. We took mishaber. Even that we could answer. Kach pirish b'shita. That's what explains in the shita. Umiyu nichel pirish, but it makes sense according to the interpretation. The gatzin bevas achas v'chulu. Abul gears to rishayin, but according to the first gears, the gars el b'chad asra with one warning pirish. Umishem karcha zeh achazeh, and because of the bolts by one after the other, Mike, what are you going to say? No, even so, the case of at the one time is a bigger chiddush. Even at one time, you could have five different places. Perhaps Ikshir could go in desachas b'ezav benasha. For sure, consecutive dimetukma be'mekaymes that you'll have in five different places. Even when you beat the bolts about with your hand. Next is Mata begins the Gemara. When you pick out the Levonis Matech Shchari Shulchav that you're liable. Pairs Rashbam. Rashbam explains the Asa Dafka Krebi Huda. This would be specifically contributed. I mean, that he said Melachah Shein Lugufa Chaybalah. That you Chayban Shabbos for, because you don't need the white hairs. You just don't want it over here. That's called Melachah Shein Zilchagufa, that you don't need for it itself. If you hold that Chayb, then you could say that you can be Chayban Shabbos for even that one white hair.